Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Gioachino Rossini, best known as an opera composer, but on this album his chamber music for piano and voice is featured. It's the culmination of a massive recording project undertaken by Italian pianist Alessandro Marangoni. Here's a bit more of that prelude to Mi Lagnerò Tessendo from a series of songs all about bearing love's cruelty silently. Rossini was born in 1792 into an Italian family of musicians. A composer best known now for his 39 operas, including hits such as The Barber of Seville and Cinderella. In 1829, he completed William Tell and retired as the most famous opera composer of his time. In addition to operas, Rossini also composed some sacred music and chamber music, including all of the music in this podcast. Here is soprano Laura Giordano lamenting her undying love for someone who doesn't seem inclined to return the attention. Rossini was a well-known gourmand and an excellent amateur chef throughout his adult life, and today there are a number of dishes with the suffix alla Rossini that were created either by him or for him. Tornados alla Rossini, pheasant supreme alla Rossini, risotto alla Rossini, and where would we be without the Rossini cocktail, where you mix halved strawberries with sugar, smush them all up and let them sit for an hour, then put them in a glass and pour Prosecco over it. Sounds delicious. Here's mezzo-soprano Cecilia Molinari with O Salutaris di Campagna. Thank you. This album is the 11th and final installment of a project to record Rossini's Sins of Old Age, a collection of 200 or so vocal and solo piano pieces by the composer Rossini. The pieces are grouped into 14 books or collections that were written over the last decade of Rossini's life, up to his death in 1868. Here is the song Les Amants de Seville, with mezzo-soprano Giuseppina Bridelli and tenor Alessandro Luciano, two lovers who pour out their hearts to each other. As far as thank you gifts go, it's hard to beat a composer, because composers can give you an original piece of music if they want, which is what Rossini did on several occasions. For example, his song Le Gitane was written and dedicated to Barbara and Cerolotto Marchisio with the note exclusively for their personal use. This was after the two sisters had helped him revive his opera Semiramide at the Paris Opera in 1860. Here's what that musical gift from Rossini sounds like, with soprano Maria Candela Scalabrini and mezzo-soprano Giuseppina Bridelli.
Thank you.
Rossini didn't only do recipes, operas, and musical thank yous. He could also be downright funny at times in a very sophisticated way. For example, he wrote an Ave Maria, not normally a subject for levity, but only gave the singer two different notes to sing. And he called it Ave Maria su due toni, literally Ave Maria on two notes. In this piece, the singer sings each of these notes many different times, but if you listen from beginning to end, she really only sings two different notes. It's a clever bit of writing on Rossini's part. He gives the piano the job of changing the harmonies every which way, so the singer's two notes seem to have a great variety. Here's a bit of Ave Maria su due toni with mezzo-soprano Cecilia Molinari. You have been listening to music by Gioachino Rossini, music for piano and various combinations of singers, with pianist Alessandro Marangoni and seven different singers. The final release of an 11-album project to record all 200 or so pieces that Rossini collected under the name Sins of Old Age. Naxos catalog number 8.573964. If you have questions or comments about this podcast, you can reach me at podcasts@naxosusa.com. I read all of your comments and try and answer any questions you may have as quickly as possible. The last track on this album is 16 seconds long, where Gioachino Rossini sets his own name to music, and what better way to end this podcast than with the composer's own musical signature.
Gioachino Rossini.